over the weekend. She won for Single of the Year for that song. And she also won for Solo Artist of the Year. Lauren Taggart. And a very nice lady. We had a chat. I didn't interview her per se, but we had a nice chat. She's a very nice lady. So it's a thrill for me and a distinct pleasure to be able to play her stuff. Okay. What do we got coming up for you now? Avery Friedman is this woman's name. She's from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm going to play the title track from her new album, New Thing. Avery Friedman. Yeah, from Brooklyn, New York. And it sounds like this on Folk Everything on CFRZ. Me. Okay.
Hi, I'm Kat Clyde, and you're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Whoa. Okay. Let's wait that out a minute. Okay. What did we do there? I don't know what I did. I have no clue. But let's just say, if I did, we'd be starting off with Avery Friedman and New Thing. And then for some reason or other, I stopped. Don't know. So we're just going to keep it going. This is Thomas Messenger. And we have Omnia coming by right afterwards. And we'll figure something else out right here on Folk Everything.
The wind's been blowing strange, but the maple leaf's still shining bright in the world full of change. The northern lights still dance at night, a sight we always love. But shadows stretch up from the south, and we must rise above. Through the frost and fire, we rise up once again. A nation built on hope and truth, we will never bend.
Elbows up, all together sing our songs in the storm and the shout.
Hearts on fire, keep the true north spirits warm.
Elbows up, we forever stand as one. Canada, it's elbows up until the job is done.
Stretch with golden grace, mountains guard our west, rivers and great lakes of Ontario and Quebec. The ocean shores, the Maritimes, where fishing boats are found. Oh Canada, we'll stand on guard our home and native land. Through the frost and fire, we'll rise up once again. Our nation built on hope and truth, we will never bend.
Elbows up all together, sailing through the southern storm.
Hearts on fire, keep the true north spirits warm.
Elbows up, we forever stand as one.
Canada, it's elbows up until the job is done.
Elbows up all together, sailing through the southern storm.
Hearts on fire, keep the true north spirits warm.
Elbows up, we forever stand as one.
Canada, it's elbows up until the job is done. Tundra of Inuvik to the shores of Newfoundland, we walk together coast to coast, stronger hand in hand. The great white knoll stands tall and free, from Nunavut to Point Pelee. Our true north flag flies freely, with love and hope as big as prairie skies.
burns the air. Running in a field of brown, laughing, rolling on the ground now. Smiling as she pulls you down. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you. If your dream should wake you shaking in the night, she can touch your face and take away all fright. Like a tree in a meadow wind, she will bend to take you in now. Makes no difference where you've been. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you. If you wake up screaming, scared about what you're dreaming, you know she is there. She can share your room. Smile and ask you with her eyes to stay. Like the sunshine warms the sand, she will touch you with a hand. Touch and makes you understand. Well, that's the way she feels about you. Well, that's the way she feels about you.
Wow. All right, that was Dan Fogelberg with Tim Weisberg and a thing called Sunlight. Yeah. That is, let's see, where did I find that? No resemblance whatsoever. That's the name of the album. The track was called Sunlight from Dan Fogelberg and Tim Weisberg, 1995. That one came out. We also had in there Omnia. They're a European sort of medieval folk band. And that was a track called Bran. And it was live from Omnia. I've played them before. They're great. Who else was in there? Oh, Thomas Messenger. Elbows Up. That's what that was called. Yeah. Elbows Up. That was great fun. There's a lot of these coming out, these kind of Canada responding to what the Americans are doing, and we're getting a lot of that stuff coming out. And I think that that's just great fun. Elbows Up from Thomas Messenger. All right. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. I'm telling you about this wonderful conference I went to 2 weekends ago up in Ottawa at the Canadian Folk Music Awards, where all kinds of awards were given out. Here's just some of the people that I may not get to play, but they're there. The French Songwriter of the Year was André Poulin. The Indigenous Songwriter of the Year was split between Alan Sillaboy and Sila Cardinal. Contemporary Album of the Year was Boy Golden. Yeah, and the album was called For Jimmy. We've got the Traditional Album of the Year was Lucy McNeil with Angel's Whisper. Ooh, well, she's done very well, because she also won Stan Rogers Traditional Singer of the Year, Lucy McNeil. Nice. But what are we playing for you now? Oh, yeah, these were all some wonderful people that I met. I've been playing Jeffrey Stryker for a while now. A few years, I would think, because they kept sending me his stuff, and I liked it, so I played it. So I met him, and he was a really nice fella. And he gave me his newest album, so I thought I'd better play a track from it. So I'm going to play you Dandelions. We also have the wonderful Jeanette Rasso. Rassette. As long as I get the in there, she's happy, apparently. We're going to play a thing called Same Old Me. Did that win an award? Let me look. Badoo, badoo. No, she didn't. But I did an interview with her, and which we'll play later, and all kinds of wonderful experiences with her. She was a very nice lady, and I was really looking forward to meeting her, because I remember when just as COVID was hitting, she was scheduled to play in Kingston, and of course COVID, and she didn't come. So she's never been here. So we can just work our magic and see what we can do to get her up here. And we have Maggie's Wake. Where were they? They're on my list here of people who won stuff. Emerging Artist of the Year is Maggie's Wake. So we're going to be playing all three of those. We got Jeffrey Stryker, Genevieve Rassette, and Maggie's Wake. And it all brought to you by me. I'm Hugh, broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall in the lovely campus, the lovely but damp campus of Queen's University. If you want to get hold of me, say hi. You got a band you want me to play. You are a band and you want me to play you. Well, that's all pretty easy. Folk Everything at cfrc.ca. One more time. You got a pencil? Okay. Folk Everything at cfrc.ca, and that'll get directly to me. Here's Jeffrey Stryker on Folk Everything.
Another day heading out wandering, looking for a sign that proclaims in neon shining that I finally found my way. I hope this brave face don't get worn out, stumbling here in these weeds. Thoughts crossing my mind that getting lost is kind of like setting yourself free. Oh, sometimes I tell myself stories. Sometimes they leave me crying. Well, I've been always coming up roses. I Stop and smell the dandelions. Stop and smell the dandelions. Picking up pieces, broken hearts, and turn, take a toll. But the thing I've learned about wounds is they let you see deep in your soul. And working on forgiving, I found grace in a starry sky. Someday they'll all burn out, but to them they just keep giving away their light. Stories. Sometimes they leave me crying. When life ain't always coming up roses, I stop and smell the dandelions. I stop and smell the dandelions. Oh, it seems the sometimes to find the flowers, you gotta take the time to plant the seed. Oh, sometimes I tell myself stories. Sometimes they leave me crying. But life ain't always coming up roses. Stop and smell the dandelions. Stop and smell the dandelions.
But now 'Cause I always thought it would magically happen one day, but nothing has changed, and I keep adding candles on my cake. So can you tell me how long's it gonna be? The same old me, the same old me, the same old me.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such. without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
Okay. And that last set, that was some wonderful stuff in there. So I hope you enjoyed it. We had Jeffrey Stryker starting us off with Dandelions. That's from his, all right, that's from his new album, which I have in my bag. I should have probably pulled it out by now. But such is life. Dandelions. Great Big Sky is the name of that from Jeffrey Stryker, who I met. And in fact, we found out we were staying in the same hotel, same floor. So before he left on Saturday, because I had to come back here to go see a show at the Grand, right? Well, yeah, those wonderful guys. I've seen so much stuff in the last little while. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers were there, and they were great fun. But before I left, he said he was going to give me a CD. And sure enough, there it was, propped against my hotel door. So I'm going to play it, because it's great. Actually, I've listened to it. Yeah. Jeffrey Stryker. Jean-Vivre Set was in there as well. Same Old Me, which she played that weekend. That's from her Golden album, which is new. And Maggie's Wake. Yep, that was Louisiana from their self-titled album at this point. So, yeah, Maggie's Wake from Nova Scotia, I believe. All right. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this conference I went to. I mean, I have been playing some of the songs, interviews and stuff like that. But each evening, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, that's when they were giving out the awards. But what they were doing, it's also they had bands playing. So the band would play, they'd give out an award, another band would play like three songs. Little mini sets. So on Thursday night, this took place at the Canadian Museum of History. There was Burnstick, Celia Cardinal, Jean-Vivre Set, Jeffrey Stryker, Michael Robichaud, and Sandra Bouza. They all played that evening while in the midst of giving out awards. Friday night was great, too. Connie Calder, the wonderful Connie Calder. Indian City, they were much better than I thought they'd be. Great guitar player. Great guitar player. Kieran Alawalia played, as did Lucy McNeil, Mia Kelly, and Sirit and Melot. So that was great. Now, unfortunately, I missed the Saturday night because, as I said, I was down here listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But Bradley Murphy played, Darina Harvey Band, the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, Akovango African Orchestra, Prairie Como. I like that. And the Andrews Collins Trio played as well. But I had to get back up for Sunday morning because at 10:30, these shows, most of them, well, three out of four took place at the Canadian Museum of History, and the other one was at the NAC. This is a Canadian history one. It started at 10:30 in the morning with Will and Sika. They're a children's act. They were great fun. Abigail LaPelle played. Irish Millie played. Amelia Parker played. In fact, Irish Millie and Amelia Parker played together, which was kind of fun to, you know, discern their different styles going on. Unfortunately, and I was really looking forward to seeing her, Mary Frances Leahy was a no-show or couldn't make it or whatever. Okay? All right. That's just the people who played live. And there were all kinds. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know how I feel about the Good Lovelies. Walking through the hall and I look over and my goodness, there's Sue Passmore. Because they won an award. They did. I'll tell you about that when I play a little bit of it. But right now, we're going to take a break from that stuff. And, I mean, there's all kinds of other new stuff to play. So I don't want to miss it. All right? So we have, this is a band called Scardust. Yeah. It's Concrete Cage. And it's with one of my favorite Germans, Patty Gerdy, is playing with them. She adds, I don't know what, a touch of je ne sais quoi in everything she touches. I find her fascinating. We're going to have Billy Martin in there in a new track from her. As well as, and I've been looking for so long to find something I could play by this guy, because my favorite song is just too busy to be called folk. It's called The Cliffs of Dover by a guy called Eric Johnson, but we're going to be playing something else from him. In fact, it's called The Desert Song. But start us off, Stardust. No, Scardust. I hate it when I get that stuff wrong. Okay. Concrete Cage on CFRC.
Like a bird. top of the stairs where you can be alone, drawing roads into the sand.
I'm on my way.
Well, that was pretty atmospheric, wasn't it? Yeah, I like that guy. Eric Johnson. excuse me.
Folk everything.
What did we hear in that last set? That was kind of delightful. Eric Johnson with a desert song. My favorite of his, and you can find it on YouTube, and it's a live version of Cliffs of Dover. He's an astonishing guitar player. All right. We also had in there Billy Martin and a track called Feeling. I met Millie when she was here. Actually, she played, she was a warm-up for someone down at the Grand Theater a few years ago, Billy Martin was. And she's just put out a new single, and she was delightful, and I really enjoyed her first album. So that was a track called Feeling from Billy Martin. That's Martin with an E instead of an I. Ooh, Scardust. Yeah, I know, it sounds freaky, but, and in fact, it sounded a little wild. That's how you take folk music and turn it into a celebration of some kind or other. It was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, quite frankly. All right, there's still lots to go. We have an interview. Here we go. All right. Now, I'd seen this lady before. I saw her playing in Peterborough a year or so ago. And I was quite astonished. She's a fiddle player from Peterborough. She's a very nice girl. She seemed very shy the first time I met her. So I talked a lot with her mother, who is kind of her road manager. Because her dad is on stage with her playing guitar. She is a delightful girl. I sat down with her 2 weekends ago to have a little chat. Her name is Irish Millie. And